Xin chào.
Jumbrep suo.
Mengalawa.
Ni hao.
Selamat siang. Sabai di tuan sao.
Assalamualaikum.
Suwadi.
Selamat pagi.
Magandang umaga.
Welcome to the Lotus Talks. Hi, let me introduce myself. I'm Granger Whitelaw, CEO of the Vietnam Group, and I host the Lotus Talks. The Lotus Talks is a show where we talk about the people and the companies that are making a difference in Vietnam and Southeast Asia. Or doing good while doing well, as I like to say. It's the golden age here, and there are many exciting things happening. I hope to bring as much to you as possible. So get your coffee, sit back, and relax. And let's go!
Good morning. Friday morning, March 27th, 2020. This is Granger Whitelaw with the Lotus Talks here in Saigon, Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam. It has been an unbelievably active week for everybody. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. Certainly, we're all out dealing with many of the same issues and trying to figure out what is the next step for each of us and our businesses here and abroad as this coronavirus issue continues. A big thing that I've been hearing about, a couple of them are visa extensions for foreigners. Certainly there's a lot of conversation going on about that. All international flights have been stopped now in and out of Vietnam. So if you're here, you're here. So what do you do if you need a visa extension? What can your employer do to help you? I would suggest talking to your consulate, U.S. Consulate General Ho Chi Minh. Certainly go to the step.state.gov website, and you can enroll in the Smart Traveler Enrollment Program. And they'll keep you updated. If you're from Australia or if you're from England, what have you, talk to your consulate. I would believe that the Vietnamese government will do something to help support or pardon people overstaying their current visas because this is an unprecedented event. I don't know, but certainly stay informed. As for the spread and containing it, highly recommend that you, if you can, work from home. Do not go out in public. The government certainly has said no gatherings of anyone of 20 or more. So that seems to be the smart thing to do. There are a lot of delivery options for food. Don't know what's going to happen if they're going to actually do a bigger lockdown in Ho Chi Minh, but they have said for the time being and over the next 2 weeks, they do not want you out in public if possible. Really essential businesses can stay open, but others should try to work from home if they can. And certainly if you're going to have small pockets of workers together, make sure that they are practicing social distancing and safety. Now to business. Since this is a business podcast, let's talk about what's going on in the United States, since it is a barometer for the rest of the world. And certainly, myself being American, it is a major issue. Congress have finished the $2 trillion stimulus bill to respond to this coronavirus pandemic. It was passed 96-0 in the Senate. And it's amazing that putting $2 trillion out to try to stop this impact to our business and to our people. I don't know if you have elected the foreign exemption on your taxes, if you would participate in the direct payments to individuals. But under the plan, single Americans would receive $1,200. And married couples would get $2,400. Parents would also get another $500 for each child under 17. So that's a nice package. fine print, the payments would start to phase out for individuals with adjusted gross incomes of more than $75,000. And if you make $99,000 or more, you wouldn't qualify at all. So for couples or married couples, just double those numbers. On a positive, student loan payments will be suspended without penalty through September 30th, according to the bill. That's a very positive thing. The student loan payment obviously affects your credit and is the biggest overhanging debt, I think, in the United States. It's been a major issue for years, and giving relief to people for student loan payments certainly is important. The Real ID deadline has been delayed. It's a federally mandated identification you'll need for passengers to fly an aircraft, and that's been extended until September 2021. So that's a one-year extension. Unemployment benefits, unemployment insurance. The federal government has given jobless workers an extra $600 a week for 4 months on top of their state benefits, which range from $200 to $550 a week on average. That is a big, big difference. And the lawmakers want to add up to 13 weeks of extended benefits, which would be fully covered by the government. The deal also calls for a new pandemic unemployment assistance program, which would provide jobless benefits to those who are unemployed, partially unemployed, or unable to work because of the virus and don't qualify for total benefits. This includes independent contractors and self-employed, who typically don't qualify for this, and to gig economy workers who aren't eligible in many states. This is really, really important and can make a massive difference. There's also a $500 billion loan program with loan guarantees and investments, specifically $25 billion for passenger air carriers, $4 billion for cargo air carriers, and $17 billion for businesses that work in national security. The remainder of the $454 billion are given wide latitude to provide loans to businesses, states, and municipalities. These include restrictions on businesses who receive the loans. The businesses may not issue dividends for up to a year after the loan is no longer outstanding and must retain 90% of employment levels as of March 24th, quote, to the extent practicable, through September 30th. And the loans cannot last longer than 5 years. So you can take the money, but the point is to keep your employees employed. And you must do it until the end of September to qualify and not be penalized. There are provisions for direct loans to mid-sized businesses defined as between 500 and 10,000 employees, as well as nonprofits, where no payments will be due for 6 months after the loan is issued. And there will be an oversight commission monitoring this. So that is really important information if you have a small business working for a U.S. company to be able to access that capital. Airports and airlines are getting $32 billion in grants for wages and benefits. Includes $25 billion for passenger airlines and $4 billion for cargo. And $3 billion for the industry, for their contractors who handle catering and baggaging, etc. And the hospitals are getting $117 billion, according to an estimate from the American Hospital Association. It creates a $100 billion public health and social emergency fund to reimburse providers for expenses and lost revenues related to the pandemic. About $65 billion will go to the hospitals, with the rest funneled to doctors and nurses, suppliers, and others associated. It also boosts reimbursements by 20% for treating Medicare patients with coronavirus. And it eliminates $8 billion in scheduled payment reductions. the hospital is caring for large numbers of uninsured Medicaid patients and removing the temporary 2% cut. These are really, really important steps. Really important steps that are being taken. The bill also has some protections against foreclosures and mortgages and evictions for renters. It states that anyone facing a financial hard step from coronavirus shall be given a forbearance on federally backed mortgage loan of up to 60 days, which can be extended for four periods of 30 days each. Legislation also says servicers of federally backed mortgages loans may not begin to foreclose for 60 days from March 18th. Does not allow for penalties or additional interest to be charged as a result of delayed payments. And the federally backed mortgage loans who have tenants would also not be allowed to evict tenants solely for failure to pay rent for a 120-day period. So that's 4 months. And they may not charge fees or penalties to the tenants for paying failure to pay rent. There's more money for food. There's $450 million for the Emergency Food Assistance Program, which supplies food to banks, which are expected to see more clients as job losses mount. $350 million would buy additional food, and $100 million would be used for distribution. An additional $200 million for food assistance for Puerto Rico and other U.S. territories, as well as $100 million for food distribution on American Indian reservations. For evacuations of Americans, the bill includes $324 million for State Department, as well as money specifically for evacuation expenses. The proposed legislation doesn't specify who would be evacuated, whether it's diplomats or American citizens living overseas, or potentially both. I guess about 9,500 Americans have already been repatriated. And there's about 13,500 Americans seeking assistance abroad currently. There's an additional $88 million for Peace Corps, an independent U.S. government agency that sends volunteers from America abroad. Although they have suspended their operations, the measure also provides an additional $324 million for diplomatic programs, $258 million for international disaster assistance, $350 million for migration and refugee assistance, and $95 million for USAID operating expenses. It also authorizes the agencies to administer oaths of office remotely, but they must submit a report to the relevant committees. A lot of information out there. I'm trying to give you the highlights that can affect us here, affect your businesses back at home and your families and loved ones. Other countries are certainly following suit. Singapore is passing a major bill. France, Italy, I see it happening all over the place, which is great. Certainly, we're going to need support to get through this from the governments. Here in Vietnam, they do feed the people who are being quarantined now. I actually received a picture of a meal that was really very well packaged. It had a little logo on it. It said, "Stay Strong, Vietnam," with doctors in their outfits. And it was sponsored by the gangs. A restaurant, which is really neat. So the gangs, I guess, sponsored this one, and I'm sure they're looking for other people to sponsor these meals that are being sent to people in quarantine. I know a lot of restaurants are doing delivery now here. You know, one of my favorites, Eddie's in Tao Dien, is delivering all over Ho Chi Minh and to quarantined people as well. That's phenomenal. I've heard that other restaurants like Four P's are delivering and, well, just many, many, many. So if you're looking for food delivery, certainly call up and see who's going to stay up with her food delivery. But you can't go to restaurants any longer to sit and eat, which I think is a smart thing. Stay at home and cook if you can. That's all I have for today. I will leave you with this. This will pass if we really kind of keep our heads down and let it pass. We don't want to have a major issue here in Vietnam. It's a small country, and it's not a wealthy country. If you flew into this country after March 8th, please fill out the health report right away. The government is asking everyone to do that. They need to trace you and others that you've come in contact with, anywhere you've gone. That's the way that this thing can really be shut down, and we need to shut it down. We don't want to have a major breakout here in Vietnam. That would be devastating for all of us. So that's it. I am sending my prayers and love to all of you. I wishing you only the best. If there's anything I can do to help you, you know how to contact me at the Vietnam Group and the Lotus Talks. Have a great weekend. Spend some time with your family. This is a great time to do projects and really spend time with your kids and with your loved ones and do some fun and interesting things that you haven't had the opportunity to do before, which is a really positive outcome of the situation right now. And what I've been talking to with my friends about some really neat things that they've experienced, really getting to know themselves and their families and kids better. Granger Whitelaw for the Lotus Talks. Speak to you Monday. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for listening. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on Buzzsprout, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and many other podcast platforms so you never miss an episode. If you want to support what we do, then share and leave a comment. You can always find us on our website at thevietnamgroup.com/thelotus, as well as our Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and just about everywhere in the world. Just search for The Vietnam Group. We post updates daily and feature the Lotus blog and podcasts. Until next time, The Lotus Talks. See you soon.